Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Time for our regular vehicle maintenance show. That's what we'll be doing over the next hour and a half or so with our guest, Linda Reinke. But before we get to that, I want to remind you, in case you've forgotten, that we're in our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. And I can never do this alone. I always need help. And Kate Archer can.
I'm on the Larry Mueller Show. Woohoo!
Host of our morning show is with us. And I like to have her along because she's really good at talking about listener contributions. They're the largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So you can make your contribution now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And how are we doing, Kate?
Oh, we're doing pretty well, Larry. You know, in the prior break, we had about 23 new and returning members, and thank you so much for those gifts. And right now, we have this exciting opportunity when 300 people make a donation today. $20,000 will be secured for WPR programs from a group of generous members.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. And I hope we can meet that challenge. I don't know if we can. Can we do it this hour?
I think we can.
I think we could. I really think we could.
If anyone can do it, Larry can do it. Full stop.
With your help. Anyway, with your help as you listen in to us, your gift, any amount makes a big difference. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Look, you are powerful because people who listen, you provide the most significant share of funding for WPR programs. Your donation is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
And your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So that's a good deal. Give right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
That's right. Wisconsin Public Radio is your radio station, the one that wakes you up with me, maybe rides with you on your commute, keeps you company during the day with Larry.
The beauty of WPR, of course, is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs you enjoy. I know a lot of our first-time donors, they might give $100, or maybe they'll do $10 a month, so $120. But you pick the amount that's right for you.
That's right. Your gift, along with donations from other listeners, add up to WPR's largest source of funding. So join the team now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
Mary, thank you so much. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller with Kate Archer Kent talking to you about your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio. It keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Your contribution could be $10 a month, might be $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
We count on every gift. And giving to WPR is easy. We like easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
I've actually done it a few times, just to see how fast it is. And it really is pretty fast. It takes maybe 2 minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. And those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And by the way, don't forget our member challenge still in effect today. When 300 people make a gift for WPR, $20,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs you depend on.
And you could ask for your 2022 WPR mug when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I want to shout out with some love here. Anson in Trout Valley, Illinois, says, I donate for Larry Mueller's show and overall staying in contact with Wisconsin. Thank you, Anson.
Yeah,
and Linda. Linda in McHenry, Illinois as well. Live in Northern Illinois, but so much enjoy all the programs that WPR has to offer. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks to everybody who has phoned in a contribution. WPR, you know, it's listener supported, and that means that your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference. So if you've been thinking about it, now'd be a good time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. And thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network, because, for one thing, it's our regular vehicle maintenance show, and you're going to get a lot of really good advice. We're talking about ways to minimize winter wear and tear on your cars and how to prep them for spring, and Linda Reinke joins us. She's a Ford Asset instructor and coordinator at the Milwaukee Area Technical College. So what car issues are you having? Have you taken the car into the shop? What'd they say? Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you could send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Linda Reinke, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. Tell us about your background in vehicle maintenance.
Well, I'm actually a graduate of the Ford Asset Program. I worked at a dealership, a Ford Lincoln dealership, for 10 years as a technician. I started teaching in the evenings when I was still at the dealership. I taught the General Motors program out at Waukesha for 13 years, and now I'm back at MATC doing the Ford program. And I've been there for another for 9 years. And in between, I've gone back and worked at the dealership for a couple weeks here and there. I've worked at independent shops. I've worked at a transportation company where I worked on semis and, you know, heavier equipment. I've worked at a farm shop working on combines and trucks and skidsters and boats and whatever else he had come in.
You know, so, I was always interested. You've got a ton of experience there. I was always interested in this as well, because my dad was a really good, you know, he was a farm guy and he could fix pretty much anything. Was that an impetus for you? Was it a family kind of thing that got you interested?
I grew up on a farm, so yeah, I spent a lot of time with my dad, you know, working on the equipment, the tractors, you know, kind of watching him. Not really, he wouldn't really let me touch anything, but I was intrigued.
My dad wouldn't let me touch anything either, but it was fun to watch him. Oh,
right.
Man. Questions for Linda. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234. And let's jump right into it. Kurt in Milwaukee, we'll give you a chance. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, great to be on the show. Good to hear from you.
What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, so huge question. I've been having some radiator issues. I've been having a steady leak that I've been having to top off probably now, like maybe a month or two. And what I've been experiencing in the issue is maybe some difficulty like getting my car to turn over. Is it possible that the leak could be related to the vehicle having issues being able to start?
Yes, it could. Do you see any coolant dripping underneath the car? Do you see a little puddle like where you park?
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been looking for. I have yet to really find the leak. I did have like the water pump replaced maybe a year ago. And I can't really see anywhere where it's leaking, but as I'm driving for maybe an hour or more and I check the fluids, say the next day, I have to add, you know, a pretty good amount of fluids every day.
Do you get a lot of white smoke out the exhaust tailpipe when you first start it? or when you're driving it?
I do. It's a lot of odor, a lot of smoke, and a lot of like water on the ground once it's been started.
Because it is possible that the coolant could be going into the cylinders and burning it, which would cause a hard starting concern. The best thing to do, does it have a lot of miles on it?
It's a higher mileage vehicle. It's just over 200,000.
So, and did you overheat it at all? I mean, did it run low on coolant where it actually overheated?
It's possible, but for the most part, I check it every time after it's been started, and I'll try to top off any fluids in there. It's just something I'm hoping to kind of give an idea to the mechanic once I bring it in, what to say, or maybe what I'm hoping they'll be able to check for.
Well, if you're going through, if every time you drive it, you have to add a significant amount of coolant, and you don't see anything underneath the vehicle, any puddles like where you park or anything like that, it's very possible that it's going into the motor. So you're going to be looking at like a head gasket or possibly a warped head if it was overheated, or, internal engine damage.
So those are things to talk with your mechanic about when you see that person, him or her, Kurt. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Well, Jessica in Madison, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm just considering my 2010 Honda Fit, and with all the disruption in the auto industry right now, if it would be wise to have it checked out and keep it as opposed to trading it in for a newer car, since there's so much going on in the auto industry.
Yeah, what's the shape of how many miles and so forth on your car, Jessica?
I think it's about 115,000, which for a Honda's not too much.
No, that's not much at all, is it, Linda?
No, well, any car today will go at least 150,000, 200,000 miles if it's maintained properly. They're made to last. They're made to last longer. My car has 196,000 miles on it, so, and I plan to keep it for a while. but, are you having problems with your Honda, or you're just thinking about maybe trading it in?
I'm just noticing its age a little bit, so I was going to take it to my Honda dealer and just have them check it over and see the condition of it. It's serving me fairly well. I just wanted to kind of make a bigger overall decision given the times that we're in.
Well, it is. Prices have gone up on both new and used vehicles. They're harder to find. If you're set on getting something new, plan to spend a little bit more money and possibly have to wait. I know people have waited for 6 months or more to order a vehicle because of the shortage of the chips. The vehicles are built, they're made, they're sitting there on a lot, but they're waiting for chips to be installed.
Yeah.
So
I'd be tempted. Well, in my case, I like to run my car well past the time I'm making a car payment. And the longer you can go without having to make a car payment, the better off you are, as far as I'm concerned. Well, that's something to throw in your hat as well, Jessica. Oh, and it sounds like you're the same way, Linda.
Oh, yeah. I hate having a car payment.
I do, too. I do, too. Oh, man. Linda Reinke, our guest today, Ford Asset Instructor and Coordinator at the Milwaukee Area Technical College. It's great to have her with us. And always great to talk with Kate Archer Kent as well, and especially during our winter member drive, because she always helps me talk to you.
I crash the party, Larry. Let's just get it straight here. Crash the Larry Mueller Show.
Well, I tell you what, you're a good crasher. I'll tell you that for sure. You do a great job. And as you listen to us talk, think about this a minute. You rely on the Ideas Network for great programs and great discussions, and we rely on you to keep the programs like this one going strong.
That's right. Listener support. It is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And that's why your gift of any amount right now, it really makes an important difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can be one of the 300 people to help secure an additional $20,000 for WPR. A group of generous donors have created this challenge to inspire your support of the programs you and your entire community rely on.
That's right. Your participation is vital. You bring WPR one step closer to meeting this challenge. So give now. Any amount makes a difference. Let it fly. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Many of the things you pay for improve your quality of life. I like a good cup of coffee in the morning, and I usually like maybe a good beer in the afternoon or evening after work. I like to go to dinner with friends, fun activity. It's great. Maybe you like those things as well.
Well, listening to WPR is just like those other things that are worth paying for. It enriches your life. It really makes your day better. Support what's important to you. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you could become a sustainer. What does that mean? Well, you choose a monthly gift amount to come from your bank account or your credit card, and it'll continue as long as you like.
I love it. Because WPR is one of those things you never want to live without, make your support ongoing with this sustaining gift. Be a sustainer. It's convenient. It's flexible as well. So get started now. Give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
This member drive, enjoy your favorite hot beverage and celebrate your WPR and Wisconsin pride with the new WPR mug. What would you put in your cup?
I love a public radio mug.
I would put whatever I felt like at any given time. For example, coffee.
In my house, coffee mugs are for tea and goldfish.
Hot toddies? You bet.
Irish coffee.
This white ceramic mug features a navy design that'll showcase your love for Wisconsin's nature and WPR. Ask for yours now when you give $10 a month or more. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding for the programs that you rely on, and that's why your support during our drive is so important. And your gift could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And make an even greater impact today. So here's the deal. When you and, actually, I just checked the dashboard here. When you and 194 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs you count on, you'll help secure $20,000 for WPR from a group of generous members.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin as well.
Your participation is absolutely vital. Be one of these 300 people to meet this challenge. It starts with your gift on The Larry Mueller Show at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Be so cool if we get all those done in this program.
Tell you what, let's do that. Yes.
Let's do it. Oh, man. What can I tell you? Join your friends and neighbors who believe in the value of WPR and believe in supporting it. Kate and I both give. It takes the support of more than 50,000 members to make Wisconsin Public Radio as good as it can be.
And when you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to make sure that the news, the information, these conversations that you love, that they are here every day.
You know, Mari in Pulaski had a nice comment.
She said, let me pick this up. I love Larry Mueller and find that I am often telling my friends about something that I learned on his show. Karen in Stevens Point says WPR is excellent programming from sources I trust.
I trust those sources, too, and I trust you as well. Your gift right now is so important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Thank you. Taking a look at your vehicle today and what's going on with it, and our guest who knows a heck of a lot about vehicles and vehicle maintenance, Linda Reinke, Ford Asset Instructor, Coordinator at Milwaukee Area Technical College. She works in the School of Applied Technology and Applied Sciences, and she's a Ford Senior Master Certified and ASE Master Certified. So she knows what she's talking about. Peter and Pewaukee, question?
Thank you, Larry and Linda. Linda, I have a 2013 Ford C-Max, and you know it's a hybrid. Is there a technology that an auto tech could use to determine how much life is left in those electrical cells?
In the high voltage battery, are you referring?
Yes, yes.
Not really. Without having to, I mean, technically, but it wouldn't be worth it, you know. In order to check those, you would actually physically have to remove the battery, open it up, and test each individual cell, which really isn't going to be worth it. You know, if you're asking how long they're going to last, the life of those is typically 10 to 15 years, especially if, you know, you don't leave it sit for a long time and both batteries go dead.
Oh, okay. So you need to drive it regularly, in other words.
Correct.
Yeah, my daughter has a Prius, and she's in college now, so I have to go out to the garage once a week. I turn it on, I drive it 20 miles, and I bring it back, and just to keep the battery going.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That is actually better. For the vehicles, let's face it, vehicles are meant to be driven. They're not meant to be stored or sitting for extended periods of time. And the high-voltage battery is just like your 12-volt battery. If you leave it sit for a few months, it's eventually going to drain, and those are harder to get charged back up.
So there you go, Peter. We don't have an exact answer for you, but probably will last 10 to 15 years. According to Linda. So good luck.
It could be longer, too. I mean, there's, you know, they haven't been around long enough to know what the average lifespan is of those.
Yeah, and people are surprised. I mean, on the show, we've had people say, well, I've had it, and I've run, a couple hundred thousand miles on it, and it's still going strong. So there you go. Peter, good luck. Thank you. Jeff in Superior, your turn. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. You know, I'm just the opposite of you two because I like paying a lease. Every month I lease a car. It works out to be about $10, $11 a day, and over 10 years, you know, 36 payments, that's, you know, $36,000, and I can get five new cars. So I trade in my car every couple of years. I like having the warranty and the protection I have because I actually don't own it. But my question today is regarding Lucas gas treatments, Lucas products. Sometimes I put it in the gasoline tank before I fill up. It's supposed to lubricate and clean your fuel injectors. Is that advisable, or do you think that affects the quality of the detergents in the gasoline and therefore unnecessary?
I'm not familiar with the Lucas product, but I have used Stable. I have used the other big one, I can't remember what it's called. But if you're filling up at least a couple times a month, you really don't need it. The average lifespan of fuel these days with all the additives and stuff is around 3 weeks. So if you don't fill up at least once every 3 weeks, then you might want to try adding one of those additives. But if you are filling up on a regular basis, you really don't need it.
There you go. Thank you so much for that call. You can join in, too, by the way. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Tanya, in Stevens Point, it's your turn.
Hi. So I have a Honda Accord Cross Tourer 2013, and it has a weird, just a very slight stumble or hesitation, probably like at 2 RPM, somewhere in there. And it doesn't show any lights on. And I took it to the mechanic. They checked the EGR valve. They said, well, you know, nothing that we can do about it. a couple of things that I read could be a valve adjustment, possibly, or...
So when you step on, is there a hesitancy when you step on the gas? Is that it, Tanya?
Yep, not when you first step on the gas, after you get up to about 2 RPM.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just kind of a little hesitant stumble, is what Madonna called it. It was a stumble.
Okay. What do you think, Linda?
Well, that could be a couple different things. Do you notice it, like, happen right before it shifts gears? You know, you might
shift. Okay, so I'm sort of ruling out the transmission, but not 100%. You know, unless if it's only doing it into that final gear.
Yeah, because if it only does it right before it shifts, it could, you know, have an issue where it's in between shifts, and that's what you're feeling. It could be, sticky fuel injectors or partially plugged fuel injectors where you only feel it at certain RPMs. It's kind of hard to say. Like I said, Seafoam was the treatment that I was thinking of before that I couldn't think of. If you use an additive like that, make sure that you follow the instructions on the can. More is not better. More can actually harm, you know, some of the fuel system components. But you could try adding like a can of Seafoam or one of those cleaners to your fuel and see if that helps. I know we used to see a lot of those when they first, you know, started using a lot of the, when they changed the fuel back in the 90s, we were seeing a lot of the issues with fuel injectors starting to get clogged up or sticking, and we were using a lot of injector cleaners back then because they changed the formula of the fuel.
There you go. Tanya, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. We had another Tanya, actually, who wanted to know about adding a remote start to her car and wondering if they work well and is it worth the cost?
It depends. They work well if you do it correctly and you go to maybe, you know, if the dealership, if it's a Honda or a Toyota or whatever kind of vehicle it is, a lot of the manufacturers have a dealer installed option. Those typically work better than some of the aftermarket ones. They might be a little bit more expensive, but then you don't have multiple remotes. Because almost every newer car has a key fob now, or some type of remote to unlock the doors. And if you go with an aftermarket one, you're going to have two separate remotes, one for the remote start and one for your vehicle. But if you go through the actual dealership, they can incorporate that into the one remote usually.
There you go with that question. And someone else wondered about the additives themselves. When we talk about additives, what are we really talking about?
Well, it depends. You know, if a vehicle is sitting for an extended period of time, like you have a vehicle that you store over the winter, it's good to put some type of stabilizer in to keep the fuel from separating, because fuel is not just fuel. It's a composition of multiple different components. And when it sits, they start to separate, and that's why fuel starts to varnish or get thicker, and that's what causes a lot of the stuff plugging up. So there's different additives for that. If you think that if you're taking a lot of short trips, it's possible to build up condensation in your fuel tank. So they have like heat that is basically alcohol that will attack the moisture or the water and get it to evaporate so it doesn't affect your fuel system.
Somebody else wondered, back to the remote start for a minute, if you add a remote start, will that be covered under warranty considering you're affecting the electrical part of the car? That would probably be another good reason to go to the dealer, of the type of car you have.
Yes, because if you go to an aftermarket company and they install a remote start and you start having some type of electrical issues, no, it is not covered under your manufacturer warranty. You'd have to take it back to the place that installed that remote start. And some of those places don't stick around very long. I've seen them, you know, some places that are only open for 6 months or a year and then they shut down. If you go with the manufacturer one, then yes, it would be covered under the manufacturer warranty.
Linda Reinke, our guest today, as we talk with her about vehicle maintenance, you can join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, ideas@WPR.org. Another member of our show today is Kate Archer Kent, and she's joining in now to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, the programs like this one, the Larry Mueller Show. So I hope you'll support us. Support from people like you, it's the largest piece of our funding for these shows, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important. Are we making any progress here?
Larry, we're making progress now, up to 14 donations in the door. And I frankly think we need to just open up the throttle, let these donations fly in the door. And we can make an even greater impact today when you and 299 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs you count on. You help secure $20,000 for WPR from a group of generous members.
It's their way of encouraging you to support the WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin as well.
That's right. Your participation now is vital. Be one of the 300 people to meet this challenge. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, it's fun talking with Linda Reinke today. She knows a lot about vehicles. And I think it's a good example of the kinds of programs that we have here on this show and or other shows as well. And I hope it's a benefit to you. I hope your life is enriched by it. And we're listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make this program and the many more programs possible. So what do? You choose an amount that's right for you, works for you, take a few minutes, and then make your gift.
And what do? Everyone should make the gift that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of, say, $100, $200 a month.
Yeah, maybe that's what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day, so put a value on it, like those other things that are important to you. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is Wisconsin. I moved here from another state, and that was my introduction to Wisconsin. And every day, that's how I know what's going on in Wisconsin. On a monthly basis, I'm contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. When I hear them talk about sustaining members, I realize that's me. And I kind of like that. Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio makes you feel like you're part of a family or like a community. That's how I feel every month. And even if they're just giving a small amount, they can feel that way too. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And it's easy to do. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. And your support during this winter member drive makes all the programs you rely on possible. Your gift could be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount for sure.
That is correct. And Wisconsin Public Radio, we work on the honor system here. You don't have to pay for it, but when you do choose to support it, you make all the WPR programs you enjoy possible. So how about a gift right now of, say, $10 a month?
You decide the amount, though, Kate. Mm-hmm. Let them figure it out for themselves. But I like your suggestion. $10 isn't a bad way to start, especially if you're a first-time donor. That'd be a great way to start. And you can do it by going to WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552.
Lest I forget, our member challenge still in effect. So when 300 people make a gift for WPR, $20,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs you depend on.
You know that mug that we're offering this time?
Yes.
It's very similar to the mug that we, in fact, I think it's identical to the mug that we were giving away before. And I have a good friend who loves this mug. It's the only mug she uses. And I believe in her. And you know what? As you listen to this, I believe in you too. And I hope you'll help us support Wisconsin Public Radio. That 2022 WPR mug will be yours when you give $10 a month or more.
Well, let's get some shout-outs here. Michael in Waukesha, or Waukesha, which way you prefer, says, I support WPR because I listen to Larry and Rob several days a week. And Beatrice in Oshkosh says, I listen every day, but at some point I let my contributions lapse, rejoining this wonderful family.
Good for you. Thank you so much. WPR is listener supported. That means that your gift is powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. We're taking a look at vehicle maintenance on the show today with our guest, Linda Reinke. She is instructor and coordinator at the Milwaukee Area Technical College. She works in the School of Applied Technology and Applied Sciences, a Ford Senior Master Certified and ASE Master Certified. So she knows a lot about your car, I will bet. And you can join in with a question. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us the email address, ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Phone in. We'll get you on pretty quickly here. Sue emailed. She has a 2016 Subaru Forester. It was told by a mechanic that warming up her car was not necessary, but a friend disagreed. She thought it had to do with using regular or synthetic oil and wonders, is that true?
It depends. if it's very cold outside, everything's thicker, and it takes longer for things to start moving. And if you start moving the vehicle right away when it's really cold out, I'm you know, like below freezing, you could possibly wear some stuff a little bit faster. You know, your transmission fluid is thicker, your oil is thicker. In the summertime when, you know, it's anywhere, 70 degrees or whatever, do you have to warm it up? I would say even then you should warm it up for at least a minute. And the reason for that is because you want to get the oils where they need to be, you know, before you start, you know, revving the motor. You want the solenoids in the transmission and stuff to be have fluid there before you want to start shifting gears. So I would recommend... you don't have to wait for it to get up, you know, your temperature gauge to get up into the warm. But even in, especially in the winter, you should let it, I usually let mine warm up for at least 5 minutes, depending on how cold it is, a little bit colder or a little bit longer if it's really cold, a little bit less if it's not so cold.
There you go. Someone wondered, why are there so few women in the automotive industry?
It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's hard on your hands. It's hard on your knees. It's hard on your back. You know, the job can be very demanding. But it can also be very rewarding. I used to love, you know, pushing a car into the shop and half hour later, you're driving, you're taking it for a test drive. You know, to me, that was very rewarding. Or seeing, you know, stuff that doesn't work and then you get it working. And then seeing satisfied customers is also very rewarding.
Yeah, it's funny. You get to deal with a lot of people who are usually having some sort of a problem, but then you can fix it. That makes them happy, and that's got to make you happy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said, the job can be very rewarding. And, it, you know, anybody that likes to work with their hands and likes to, you know, I was always the kid that would get a brand new present or something for Christmas and I'd tear it apart to see how it worked and then put it back together before my parents saw it all in pieces. So, you know, and that's kind of, you know, you like to take stuff apart. You like to work on stuff. You like to fix stuff.
Why? Question. I know you're teaching this, and I'm wondering, how are you encouraging youth to get involved in this?
Well, again, it has to do, like I said, if you like seeing that the rewarding part of it, if you like working with your hands, if you like, you know, challenging yourself a little bit. I talk to a lot of younger kids. I do high school recruitment events, and there isn't as much interest as there used to be years ago, and maybe part of it is because the average person doesn't work on their own car in their garage anymore, and maybe that has had them lost a little bit of interest. We do try running more like camps for middle school kids and stuff like that in the summertime to see if they can gain an interest or become interested in this as a potential career as they get older. But it's hard finding people that look for stuff like this to do.
And there's, there can be, you can make a decent income on it, out of it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're able to support yourself. You're able, you know, I bought my first house when I was 22. You know, you're able to afford the things that you want to do. But again, you have to be willing to work. It's not a sit down desk type job.
No, it is definitely not that. You know, I was thinking about my own car. I looked at it this morning and it's black. It's a black car, but you wouldn't know it. Almost, because there's a heck of a lot of road salt on it right now. And I've got to get it washed. What does road salt do to your car over time?
Well, if it sits on there for a while, it can start to eat, you know, through the metal and start deteriorating the metal. So it's best to get washed off as often as possible. The metals that they put in the cars today are much better than they used to be, where, you know, they used to try to sell all of the spray undercoating and all that kind of stuff. That's not really necessary anymore because the way when they build the vehicles, they dip all of this stuff in some type of protectant to help seal the metal and help protect it from salts and stuff like that. But all you need is a little rock to, you know, ding the paint or whatever. And if salt gets in there and sits there, it can start causing it to rust.
And spring is, I'm hoping spring will be here before we know it. But are there some ways, just thinking about this, are there some ways to kind of get your car ready for spring?
Well, there's not really the regular maintenance stuff that used to be done years ago where they always recommended once a year getting a tune-up. Well, there is no such thing as a tune-up anymore. I mean, you got a lot of vehicles that don't even have spark plugs anymore. But, you know, if it's an all-electric vehicle or if it's a diesel. But as far as, you know, springtime, I mean, you want to make sure your wipers are, you know, cleaning the windshield good enough. It's good to have your air filter checked because in the wintertime, that's when you have rodents that like to find a nice warm place to make a nest. So we've seen a lot of air filters that, you know, there's a mouse nest in there. But, and just, you know, I mean, it's good. I mean, not just in the spring, but, you know, a couple, you know, at least twice a year, have your, you know, your belts, your hoses, your tires, you know, all that stuff inspected.
Good thing to do a couple of times a year for sure. There are a lot of good things to do a couple of times a year, or at least one time a year, and that is to take part in our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. That's a great thing to do, and so says Kate Archer Kent.
She's got
got a big smile on her face, and she is ready to talk to you. And I am, too. You count on the Ideas Network for great talks, and it's your gift, any amount that makes these conversations possible. Listener support's the largest source of funding for our shows, and that's why it's important for you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
I have some bearing good news here. I'm going to throw some numbers out. We've got 25 gifts in the door. 35 is the goal. So we're nice pacing here, but we need to step it up. Today, we can be one of 300 people to help secure an additional $20,000 for WPR. This is a group of generous members who've created this challenge to inspire your support of the programs you and your entire community rely on.
Your participation is so important here as we get to the top of the hour. Help us meet that goal. You bring WPR one step closer to meeting this challenge. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I just love Larry's how-to guests. I love the community of listeners who are part of this show, part of the Ideas Network. This is really special stuff here. And so whether it's car maintenance, whether it's wildlife, whether it's computer or internet, so many benefits from listening to the Ideas Network, being part of WPR. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make the Larry Mueller Show and many more programs possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes, do it now, and make your gift.
And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about, oh, spring is on the way. We can celebrate the coming of spring with our new WPR mug. How about, we'll drink to that. The mug features a navy retro design. It's got the pine tree design with a bold shout out to your member, your number one Wisconsin Public Radio station. It's all there. And it looks good, too. As a man, I took a look at it. It looks pretty nice. Support WPR with your gift of $10 a month or more right now and ask for yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You're busy. It can be difficult to squeeze in all the day's to-dos. But no matter how challenging your schedule is, it's always fast and convenient to make your contribution to WPR Online. Just go to WPR.org. With secure online pledging, you can pick the amount you want to give, how you'd like to pay, and even ask for a thank you gift. It's secure, quick, and pledging your support is a simple, easy task that has a huge impact. It funds all the in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and excellent music and entertainment that are a part of your everyday, no matter how busy things get. So give now at WPR.org. Of course, you can always give us a call at 888-202-2552.
And let me repeat those numbers and that information. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller with Kate Archer Kent, and your support today keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Your contribution could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And you can make an even greater impact today when you and 170 now, you and 170 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs you count on. You will help secure $20,000 for WPR from a group of generous members.
Their way of supporting and encouraging you to join them in support of the programs that inspire and inform you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Be one of the 300 people to meet this challenge. It starts with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, I want to thank you so much for that. Make today the day you increase your support by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Got a couple seconds, Larry. Heidi in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida says, I love listening to Larry.
Ooh, thanks,
Isn't
Heidi.
Isn't that nice? And hopefully some sunshine, too.
Your gift right now, so important. Go to WPR.org and make that contribution or phone 888-202-2552. After the news, we'll be back with Linda Reinke. Stay with us. Taking a look at your vehicle today on the show and vehicle maintenance. I'm Larry Mueller, by the way. Linda Reinke is our guest today. I should mention Tyler Dinner's our engineer today, Courtney Everett, our producer, so good to get them involved as well. Linda Reinke is a Ford Asset instructor and coordinator at the Milwaukee Area Technical College, and she's here to answer your vehicle maintenance questions. So has your car been giving you a problem? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Or you could send us an email to ideas@WPR.org. Ideas@WPR.org. Anne in Milwaukee emailed and wanted to know, how often should a vehicle kept in Wisconsin have its oil change and tires rotated? In the first 5 months with her brand new vehicle, she's only driven 3,000 miles. The manufacturer recommends this service every 6,000 miles or 6 months, whichever comes first. She has a Subaru Outback. What do you recommend for low mileage drivers?
So they've kind of changed the tire rotations on, you know, different manufacturers have different recommendations. There's other things. If it's all wheel drive, that makes a difference where there, it's recommended that you rotate the tires more often, because if two of the tires wear out faster than the other two, you have to replace all four because it could damage the all-wheel drive system. So if it is all-wheel drive, yeah, I mean, it's recommended that they get rotated usually every oil change.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good idea. I have an all-wheel drive Highlander, and the tires get rotated every single time that we have it. Thinking about my own Highlander, I was remembering how I got my how I decided it was time to change my battery when I couldn't start the car anymore. I took a look, and there was a bunch of corrosion on the battery cables on all chrome. So there was a little towing and involved and some other things to get the to get a new battery. How do you know, or should you? How do you check your battery, or when is it time to replace a car battery? That one happened to be about 9 years old, so.
So the batteries are, usually the warranty on a battery is like 2 to 5 years, depending on how good of a battery you buy. There are different, you know, types of batteries that have a longer warranty because they're the way they're made, they're, you know, and if it's a lead acid battery or if it's a gel mat. I mean, there's different types of batteries. So typically, if your battery is rated for 5 years, you'd want to have it checked. Probably, you know, they usually do that when you take them in for service. When you take them in for an oil change, they will typically do a battery test, or you can ask for one. It doesn't have to be done every oil change, but they hook up a handheld tester, and it runs like a small amount of current through each cell and checks to see if the cells, what the, you know, how good the cells are. So it's a quick, easy test, and I think maybe even AutoZone might have something like that, or some of your parts stores can do that also to see how good your battery is if you suspect that. And I would recommend having that done probably at least once a year.
Yeah, it's probably a very good idea. Let's take a call. Justin in Rice Lake, we'll give you a chance now. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Got a question. I have a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer. And while driving one night, it slipped out of gear. And just redlined, you know, RPMs and way up. So I eased over the side of the road and absolutely put it all the way up into park. It was backwards, but it don't go forward.
Oh, you're breaking up, Justin. So it quit operating. Just let me see if I can summarize what he was saying. It slipped out of gear, so he pulled over. And Justin is correct that you then put the car in park and then put it back in drive?
Yeah. Check transmission fluid, check the actual linkage, the shift linkage.
Yeah.
And when I'd start it back up and go into gear, there's just nothing there. I even tried four-wheel drive, and the transfer case won't even engage.
Huh. What do you think, Linda? It doesn't sound good.
No, it sounds like he lost something inside the transmission. So, I mean, depending on, you know, with the transmission that's in there, I mean, if you lose like first, second, third gear, whatever, I mean, there's usually a safety, you know, there's certain gears that if you lose them, you have nothing. You have no forward gears whatsoever.
Okay, so
if it goes in reverse, I mean, then it, you know, that tells you, and you have no forward gears, then yeah, that will help determine what it is.
So that's got to go to the shop, obviously, sooner than later. I guess, Justin, if you haven't tried it in reverse, you try once in reverse to see if it'll go backwards that way. From the sound of it, at least that's what Linda's. Suggesting here. So it could be a number of things, and probably aren't going to find out until you get it in and they get that transmission open and take a look at it. Thanks for calling. Sorry to hear about the car. Tom,
yeah, one more.
Yeah, I'm go sorry, ahead, Linda. Sorry.
One more thing he could check, you know, if he checked the transmission fluid, is it dark in color or does it smell burnt? I mean, that would also help identify what happened.
Ah, okay. There you go, Justin. Thank you. Tom in Milwaukee, we'll go to you now. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I would appreciate getting the second part of the first questioner's question. She was asking about her Subaru, where she had a small amount of mileage on her car, and when does one do the oil change? I think the discussion changed over to tire rotation.
It is my fault for not following back on that. So, Tom, thanks for calling back and reminding. So she's got 3,000 miles on it, but here she is 6 months. Should she go in anyway, Ann in Milwaukee? Should she go anyway, Linda?
For the oil change, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
So all of the newer, if this is a newer vehicle, they all have a oil change new. Reminder light that comes on now that is supposed to come on when the actual vehicle is due for an oil change. And those are based off of not only mileage, but temperature, if it's short trip driving, longer trip driving. I mean, there's a lot of things that that can affect that, which will cause the light to come on earlier or later. If it's a recommendation, if it doesn't have that oil change indicator light, my recommendation is to change the oil at least every 5,000 miles or every at least once a year. And the reason for that, it used to be 3,000 or 3 months or 3,000 miles. The reason that changed is because all of the oils now are at least semi-synthetic and they don't break down as quickly. And that was the main reason for changing oil so soon, is that all of the components in oil, they start to separate, and then you start building up sludge in your engine. The newer ones can go a little bit longer. I usually don't wait for my oil light to come on because even though the oil doesn't break apart, your oil filter is only designed to filter out so much dirt and debris and carbon and everything, anything else, dust particles that get in there. So what you can do if you want, if you're using full synthetic, you can go longer on the oil change, but I would still recommend changing the oil filter at like 5,000 miles.
All right. And Tom, thanks for calling. Appreciate the call and the reminder. So I wanted to get to tires. I did mention we were going to talk about tires a little bit on the show. Tire pressure, and this is a source of irritation for me, the Prius that we have, and I have some other friends who have the Prius as well, and I swear it's the worst tire when it comes to tire pressure in the wintertime. It seems like I'm constantly having to add air. And maybe it's not just the Prius. There's a reason for it, I guess.
So you're asking about why do you have to keep filling up your tires in the winter?
I don't have that problem with the Highlander. I do with the Prius. But I mean, it just in general, I think tire pressures go down in these cold temperatures.
So yes, when you're using regular air. Now, if you pay for nitrogen, then that's a little bit different. But when you're using regular air, your PSI drops by 1 PSI per 10 degrees of temperature, approximately. So if it's 70 degrees, you know, one day, and then, you know, the next day it's, or even a month later, it's 20 degrees. I mean, that's 5 PSI that your tires can drop, or even a little bit more, and that's enough to turn on the TPMS light. If you have a larger vehicle where maybe the tire pressures are at like, they're normally set at like 40 PSI, when the temperature drops, there's the pressure's still dropping, but it may not be dropping down to the point where it's turning on that TPMS light, which usually comes on around 28 PSI, roughly based off of, you know, the manufacturer and stuff like that. Otherwise, if you're constantly filling up tires, you probably have a small leak somewhere.
Yeah, I've had that car in and had it checked. I put nitrogen in instead in for air, and it still does it. So it's a source of irritation. Let's put it that way. It is a source of irritation, and not only for me, but I'm sure for other people as well. In terms of tire wear, how do you check for tire wear?
Well, if you're taking your vehicle into a shop, they should be inspecting the tires. They have a gauge that they use now. They used to say take the head of a penny and put it in into your tread in the center, and if you can see the top of Lincoln's head, then it's time to replace your tires. Now they have actual gauges, and that's supposed to be documented on a repair order. Anything 3/32 or less it's time to replace the tire.
Yeah, it's and especially this time of the year, you don't want to be running around on bald tires. That is...
No, I don't know how it was in Madison, but this morning we had ice on the road, so it was a little slick here.
Yeah. Linda, a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Linda Reinke is a Ford Asset Instructor and Coordinator at the Milwaukee Area Technical College. She works in the School of Applied Technology and Applied Sciences, and she's a Ford Senior Master Certified and also ASE Master Certified. Certified Master of the Morning Show is Kate Archer Kent.
Nice segue, Larry.
She's certified by the Larry Mueller Certification Board, comprised of Larry Mueller and Larry Mueller, talking to himself.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. We've got work to do, Larry.
Oh, I
focus.
Guess so. Yeah, let's
focus.
Focus. Okay, well, yeah, we are here to raise some money, and here we are the last 9 minutes or so of the show, so we better get going. And I hope you'll get going, too. Your support is the largest piece of funding for our shows, and that's why it's so important. You can support us at WPR.org or make a contribution at 888-202-2552.
Well, I like to just keep hitting the refresh button just in case it's nudged up a bit. We're looking for 13 gifts this hour. A group of generous members have created a challenge also to keep an eye on, $20,000 to inspire you to support WPR right now, this very minute. We'll secure these additional funds for WPR programs when 300 people make a gift.
And I think there's been like around 130 people.
171. Let's keep this honest here. 171 more people to make a gift. But you're right, 129 people have already donated.
So that tells me there is still room for you as you listen in here. Help meet that challenge with your donation. Any amount really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Some of the regular voices on the Larry Mueller Show, Jesse LeGrew, Beth D'Angelo, help us with our computer and tech problems. PJ Leash in the house very regularly. Phil Pelletieri, answer endless questions about insects. Oh, Melinda Myers. Oh, she's my favorite nationally known garden expert. Sometimes we steal her, Larry. That's okay, right? Just sometimes.
Well, only sometimes. Well, Melinda Myers is great. And frankly, all of the guests we have on Garden Talk and our other shows provide a lot of great information. Mm-hmm. Information you can use, and maybe you save some money. Maybe you have a good time listening to them. Maybe you have a question, and together we get to the bottom of those questions. All possible with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, WPR pairs well with a morning cup of coffee, an afternoon tea, as I've been drinking tea. This member drive, enjoy your favorite hot beverage and show off your support for your favorite public radio station. You can ask for the new 2022 WPR mug when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One of the things I like about the show is there are a lot of stories. There's a lot of great conversation from our WPR listeners every day. And a lot of times people will tell me how WPR impacts their lives. And the donor comments you hear during this member drive are really good examples of that.
Oh, they're priceless. They really help keep us going. And these stories, they remind us of how we're connected to each other as a community. And because WPR programs engage you, they inspire you, make you think, make a contribution. Right now, take that step. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make WPR experiences possible for you and for the entire community.
And maybe you've never given to WPR before, and today you can find out how it feels.
Oh, yes, it feels great. It really does, because you will be supporting something you love, something you use and rely on every day. And because the largest piece of funding for WPR, it comes from listeners like you, you can know that your donation truly makes a difference. So make your first ever gift of $100 or $10 a month or whatever amount you set it at, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've been a public radio listener for as long as it's been around. It's a long time. Public radio for me is pretty much the only kind of radio that that I would choose to listen to. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
I hope you'll give right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Listener support's our biggest source of funding for the shows you rely on, and that's why your support during our member drive is so important. Your gift could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do. With just a few minutes of your time, Larry said earlier, all we need is your name, your contact info, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift will support the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And here's the thing. You love WPR because it's your source for intelligent radio. And there are costs. There are costs associated with this quality. That's where you come in. Your support is so important.
Easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine, a cup of coffee, your favorite snack.
That's right, your favorite snack, Larry. I don't know. Consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is just right for you. Sign up now, WPR.org. 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
You love WPR because it's your source for intelligent radio, and there are costs associated with it, of course. And as Kate was saying just a minute ago, here,
it's just what I said, Larry.
It's just what she just said.
Okay. We're crumbling. We're falling apart here. That's okay.
That's okay. And you know, sometimes that happens. Kate and I are on the air 250 days a year. We're live. And sometimes we're talking off the top of our heads, and I tell you what though, we are always really we try our best.
That's
every
right.
single
That's
day,
right.
and our producers and our engineers, all of us, really try our best to give you the best information, and we also try to entertain you a little bit. We want you to enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and if you're listening right now, I think you do. So here's what you can do for Kate and I right now. You can go to WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552 and make your contributions. You'll be supporting the programs you enjoy every day. It's going to make you feel good, and certainly it's going to make Kate and I feel pretty darn good, too. Go to
right.
WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contributions. And thank you.